Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, good morning. What's up? Bill Ryder with you. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you. It's one of our go-to guys. Love this dude. Ty Dunn is the founder of Go Long. Incredible NFL content. You should subscribe. I think. I shouldn't tell you what to do, but it's a good idea. Subscribe at GoLongTD.com. He's the author of The Blood and Guts, How Tight Ends Save Football, the sequel, How They Married. No, I'm just kidding. That's not really coming, but that's pretty good. It's pretty cool, too. He's on Twitter at Ty Dunn. Mr. Dunn, good morning. Are you a Swiftie, Ty? Good morning.
I'm not a Swiftie, but I will say I love Bon Iver. That's what I listen to all the time when I write. I actually listen to Bon Iver basically the whole time writing Blood and Guts. So obviously they collab for songs that are just absolutely beautiful. So yes, I guess I am a softie a little bit there.
I also listen to music when I write from years of being in press boxes where wonderful colleagues would be screaming at each other while I was trying to work. Totally habit I can't break. Ty Dunn, let me ask you a question as we get ready for the NFL draft. Let me also learn how to say the word ready. So it's like a double whammy here. When you talk to folks around the NFL and they have a really important decision to make in the draft, and I know a lot of decisions are important for a lot of GMs, but certainly at the top of the draft and even a quarterback, do you think most of those folks approach it with excitement because of the opportunity or knowing you can get fired if you mess up a pick like that? Is there more trepidation?
Oh, I think it's excitement for sure. I mean, because everybody can paint themselves in a celebratory manner, right? You step up to the podium, you're probably not going to be bummed out. You're not going to at least publicly be disappointed with how things played out. And I think if you need a quarterback, I mean, look, you just saw Kevin O'Connell at an event joking that he sent Robert Kraft a bouquet of flowers, right? I love the honesty, by the way. This is an exciting time, especially in this time of year, because you know, I've talked to scouts and some smart football people that I trust who are very skeptical. They see this as a potentially special group of quarterbacks. And I can maybe see your eyes rolling into the back of your head because, right, we heard that about 2021. We've heard that about different.
I was just going to ask you about 21. You're like in my brain.
But it's different. I think it's really different because of the potential fit. Right, and number one, the Chicago Bears aren't this 2-15 operation. They won a lot of games last year. They went out and traded for Keenan Allen with DJ Moore, got DeAndre Swift, built up the line, built up the defense. That's a hell of a situation for Caleb Williams. Hell of a situation for Jaden Daniels. I think that, you know, Cliff Kingsbury, Anthony Lynn has been around mobile quarterbacks. They signed a bunch of guys who maybe up there in age, and we'll see what else they do skill position-wise, but schematically, I love that. And Drake May, I know opinions are all over the place on Drake May, but if he gets to Brian Daboll, if he gets to Kevin O'Connell, I think you're looking at a quarterback that can absolutely trade blows with the heavyweights in the NFL, you know, for years to come.
The very, very talented Ty Dunn here on the program. Can we dive a little more into the Bears? Because frankly, it's almost therapy. What you just said is the beginning of football therapy, because I am a Bears fan. I love and I hate my team so much. particularly at the quarterback position, it has been a fool's errand in believing in the guys that we have had for so long. And I find myself not talking to the people you are, Ty, highly skeptical of Caleb Williams. And I think a lot of that is the history of the Bears, but there's other things too. What is your read talking to folks? Because Trevor Lawrence was a sure thing. It hasn't worked out yet. I mean, that jump is hard no matter who you are. What is your confidence level and the confidence level of your sources that Caleb Williams is going to be not good, but be exceptional in the NFL?
Great question. I just was chatting with a West Coast scout who has watched Caleb Williams for a while, been around the program. And, you know, I think it's twofold because, you know, if you stick to the X's and O's, yeah, it was a ton of improvisation, a ton of needing to be creative outside of the pocket, and not necessarily how you're going to make a living in the NFL. If you're going to be a quarterback in the NFL, everybody will tell you this, you better be able to win death by a million paper cuts from the pocket because that other stuff comes and goes. And this scout really does believe he's got that to his game and that it was out of necessity that he had to escape the pocket. The line wasn't that good. He had to kind of, you know, operate on his own, which is a good thing, right? Because it is going to be a muddy pocket at times in the NFL. But I think that's kind of why you saw the pro day that you saw. It was kind of boring, right? He wanted to show NFL teams, the Bears, that he can just kind of complete passes short to intermediate. And this scout actually was impressed that he even did a pro day. He's like, well, he didn't have to do anything. He could have just blown that off, but he did it, and it was impressive. Now the personality. I think that's a legitimate question. Chicago is a different market, as you know. They can chew you up, spit you out. The fans, for whatever reason, love Justin Fields. I don't quite get it. The processing has never really been there, and you kind of know what you had in him. But if he fails, you know that pressure is going to ramp up. And again, this scout said he didn't really take the fingernail painting that seriously and the fashion stuff. He said this dude is a competitor. And actually referenced what we just saw in the Pivot interview with Caleb Williams, where he came out and said how mad he was. He didn't start day one at Oklahoma over Spencer Rattler. Heard the same thing from this scout. That was real. He believed he needed to be out there day one, game one, snap one. I think that within all the other stuff we might see on social media and magazine covers and whatnot, you have a dude who's wired the right way for Chicago.
Well, that makes me, God, I feel so much better. I'm going to clip that. I'm going to sleep to it. I'm going to play it while I'm on the road just to breathe in those positive vibes. Ty Dunn here on the program, Bill Ryder with you, Ryder Than You. Ty, how do teams balance and how should they balance going for need versus looking at their big board and just going with whatever guy is the best football player that's available?
It probably depends on the team. I mean, and it can't, you know, every GM will tell you that, oh, Matt Stupp, he was the best guy on our board. Well, you also needed that wide receiver. You needed that edge rusher. And, you know, a team like the Buffalo Bills, they're probably going to be able to say that with a straight face because Lord knows they need wide receivers here. They could sit at 28 and get one. They could trade up and get one. That this draft is full of receivers ready to play day one. But I think if you're a team that needs a quarterback, hell, you just need to do everything in your power to get that quarterback. If you were to look at a big board, I'm sure a Joe Alt or a Rome Odunze or, you know, whoever, Dallas Turner might be higher than a certain quarterback. But, you know, the Giants, if you're Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, I get it. You can believe in Daniel Jones all you want. And 2022, a lot to love there. They did kind of find something special and made the playoffs, all of that. But Joe Shane, you know, he was with Brandon Bean in Buffalo. They deserve all the credit in the world for knowing Josh Allen was legit and better than Josh Rosen. That was a real debate here. Brian Daboll developed Josh Allen, and the work they did together was incredible. I mean, it really could have been a Reed Mahomes type of relationship that lasted years and years and years. We'll never know where that could have gone. I think that both, not that they're on the hot seat, they shouldn't be on the hot seat, but if it's heating up, they're going to want to go down swinging. They're going to want to do what they do best, and that is need. That is quarterback. And if you can get from 6 to 3, if Elliott Wolf is open to moving off of 3 and acquiring a bunch of draft capital, and they could use it, I would just do everything in your power to get to three for Drake May. He just seems like a day-ball quarterback to me.
I love that. Ty Dunn on the show. Ty, team's trying to put together a winner. The Chiefs obviously already have a juggernaut, and they have locked up the three guys at the top of that pyramid under owner Clark Hunt, including, of course, Andy Reid, big old extension, making a bunch of money reportedly there through 2029. He'll be in his 70s. Does it seem reasonable to you to expect and to be optimistic about an expectation of Andy Reid coaching this team for another 5 years?
Yeah, it seems like he genuinely loves it, and it is not tired of it. Isn't that kind of funny? Age is so funny to me. I mean, Sean McVay at different points has been a little exhausted by this all and this kind of floated retirement rumors. And who knows? Maybe he was trying to leverage a mill here, a mill there. I think Andy Reid does not seem worn out by this all, does he? Like, he's already one of the greatest coaches ever. You could make the case that he should be number one with what he's done with different quarterbacks, different situations. But, yeah, I think that he loves the X's and O's stuff and the pressure and the moment and winning Super Bowls. But the players I've talked to, and I'm even thinking back to a Sammy Watkins, they've looked up to Andy Reid almost as a father figure. I think he tries to develop very real relationships with his guys. It's not taken from a how to be a head coach robotic manual. It's real. Like, he has these real authentic relationships with guys up and down the roster. And if you've got those and you enjoy going to work every day, you're not going to be overly stressed out. You're not going to have a tight environment. It's going to be loose. It's going to be real. And that's the first thought that popped into my head is, man, he must really love what he's doing and love those relationships that he's built up over time.
All right, we got a producer bomb, which is where my producer gets so excited about the guest. He starts just blowing up my phone. Gotta ask him about this. It says, this is from Tom. Dear Ty, do you want to be best friends? Oh, that's right. That was not the one. Yeah, that's not what he wrote. It's a good question. I was going to ask you. Producer bomb. Do you think what Robert Kraft reportedly did to Bill Belichick, and I'll say this, Seth Wickersham and his colleague, and Seth and I know each other from college, they have been pretty insightful on the Patriots over the years, and they're reporting for ESPN, and their report is basically Robert Kraft undermined Belichick, gave a poor reference to the Falcons owner. Do you think if that report is accurate, that is outside the lines, or just, to quote The Wire, all in the game?
All in the game. Yeah, and if Seth is reporting something, it's the truth, man. He has been tied into that organization. He's the best of the best. Everyone should read It's Better to Be Feared. So good. And I think that's just part of it, right? There's two NFLs. A coach, I was just texting an ex-Bills coach out of the Diggs trade about this, and he's like, man, there are two NFLs. There's the one on Twitter, and then there's the real NFL. There's what we think it is and what's kind of regurgitated in press conferences and, you know, the public messaging that is polished and buffed and made for, you know, easy consumption. It doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings because nobody wants to be offended by anything. And then there's the real NFL that is ruthless. And you better throw yourself into that ruthless NFL if you hope to survive. So right or wrong, I mean, Bill Belichick, we're talking about Andy Reid. Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time right now. And it's crazy to me that teams wouldn't at least want to interview him, have a conversation with him, learn something from him. But there's obviously the game has passed him by in different ways. And Kraft said that. Kraft was being honest with another owner, with somebody he works with all the time. So, hell, I'm sure Belichick would have a lot to say about Kraft. I'm sure Kraft has a lot to say about Belichick. And that's just the nature of the beast, man. You got to put your big boy pants on.
I love it. Ty Dunn on the show. All right, last one for you. Another Belichick question. It feels like people have pretty short memories, and it feels like much lesser coaches than Bill Belichick have been passed over in hiring cycles, sometimes for years, and find their way back to that job. What is your confidence level that Bill Belichick will be a head coach in the NFL, let's say in the next hiring cycle, and getting ready for the draft a year from now?
Dallas, right? I think that seems the most logical, because you have an unpredictable owner who isn't necessarily trying to keep up with the trends of the game and finding a coach who wants to empower the individual. I mean, he'll do whatever Jerry wants to do. And You would think that Mike McCarthy is going to be under a microscope this season. Maybe that's the spot, but I don't really know. Like, what team out there, what owner out there wants to hire a head coach if they're, you know, if you're firing a coach, you're probably in a bad place as a team, right? Unless you're a contender and you want to challenge yourself to get better after a January playoff loss. So maybe there's a situation out there. But by and large, you stink. You're starting over. You're not going to bring in an old coach who isn't going to really see that rebuild through, right? Like a defensive-minded one is at that. So it's tricky. I really thought that a team out there would just hire him because he's Bill Belichick, right? Like, set the rings on the table, and you don't really need to say much in that job interview. But it is a little trickier than that, as we just saw.
I love the NFL. Ty Dunn, founder of Go Long. Subscribe at GoLongTD.com. It is so good. And Ty, if I can embarrass you, you are such a talented writer on top of an incredible reporter. It's not cool the way you make the rest of us look, but it's pretty cool to read. Love having you on the show. Appreciate you as always. And Tom does want to know if you guys can be best friends. You can just address that when he says goodbye.
Always, man. Always. And you're too kind. Anytime, man. Thanks so much for having me. Always love talking.
Thanks, Ty. Ty's great, man. At Ty Dunn on Twitter, author of The Blood and Guts, How Tight Ends Save Football. If you want to give us a call, 855-212-4227. Tom, you guys best friends? Did it happen?
We exchanged a couple I love yous. I got an I love you, man, from Ty Dunn.
By the way, is that the name of that movie? I Love You, Man? It's a great movie.
Yes.
Paul Rudd.
Yes.
And the other guy from Shrinking and other stuff. I think he's from How I Met Your Mother, but I've never seen that show.
I can't think of his name.
Yeah, me neither, but he's a star and I'm not, so whatever. He got the last laugh. Let's do this. Let's do a miraculously well-put-together, pretty daddy-sponsored version of Buy or Sell. We got headlines from sports we haven't hit yet and a take on each one next here on Rider Than You.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
Let me ask you this question. I have an expense account. It's part of the job. I have a $1,000 bet. I'm going to have four colleagues there. If we all went to dinner, I would expense it. Buy or sell, I can expense some of it.
No, none of it.
What do you mean no? Why?
That is not, no. That would
$300 of it.
No, not even 3 cents of it.
On the Infinity Sports Network.
Man, you're a stickler for all the rules but the ones that apply to you. Tom, Pretty Daddy DeCelestino. It looks like I'm going to lose a big bet with colleagues.
It's only one game.
Expense account. It is one game. We're going to get into it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
All right, Bill. Matt Ryan signed a one-day contract with Atlanta yesterday so that he could officially retire as a Falcon. Now, Matty Ice played 14 years with the Falcons, won an MVP, and reached a Super Bowl. Ryan joins Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, as the only QBs in NFL history to throw for 60,000 yards while completing at least 65% of their passes. Bill, buy or sell Matt Ryan was an elite quarterback?
Yeah, it's a great question. Won an MVP. Co-MVP, I think. Yes, I'm told by the thumbs up of one pretty daddy. I mean, can you be elite quarterback for a very, buy for a short window?
Buy.
This may not seem kind coming off this question, coming off his retirement, but buy or sell, not having won anything, and having been the quarterback of a team that was up 28-3 at halftime in the Super Bowl and not win that game, that you're allowed to have your nickname be Matty Ice.
Sell.
It's sort of like playoff P for Paul George.
He's such a likable guy, and it's such a good nickname.
I mean, does the P stand for playoff P for premature exit from the playoffs? Because he is a nice guy. They're both, yeah, I like PG. But Matty Ice, as in ice in your veins?
Yeah, I really like Matty Ice, but I get what you're saying here. It really, 28-3, it doesn't fit.
It does. I was at that game.
Yeah, it's such a good nickname, though.
I don't really like horror films. And that was a second-half, slow-moving horror film.
Is it weird the older I get, the more I like horror films? Does that say something about me?
Yeah,
I get it. All right, Bill, speaking of horror films, your Chicago Bears. Oh, that wasn't nice or fair. Now, Bill, the Bears, the Cardinals, and the Vikings are the only teams that have multiple first-round picks in Thursday's draft. As you know, the Bears have the first pick and the ninth pick. The Cardinals are 4th and 27th, while the Vikings have the 11th pick and the 23rd pick. So I ask you, Bill, buy or sell you feel best about the Arizona Cardinals moving forward out of these three teams I just mentioned?
I mean, that also is a bit of a... It's a bit counterintuitive, right? Like the previous conversation, because they've been, I think it's fair to say they've been poorly run of late.
Poorly run as of late, but the only one, if you believe in Kyler Murray, with an established, in air quotes, quarterback.
I'm going to sell your, it's a good question. I'm going to sell.
Sell.
And I will probably waffle on this throughout the show and throughout the days, weeks, months, years ahead, maybe. Maybe not years. Ty Dunn sold me on the Bears. And so... is Caleb Williams more reliable than Kyler Murray? I don't know, but I don't love Kyler Murray as someone to focus on, to count on. So this isn't with great confidence in Chicago, but it's more than I have in Arizona.
All right, Bill, let's see if you keep that confidence going in Pittsburgh, because yesterday Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin likes what Pittsburgh was able to do thus far this offseason, most notably signing Russell Wilson and trading for Justin Fields at the quarterback spot. And Tomlin doesn't think the Steelers need to be desperate to fill needs in the draft this week.
Been very active in free agency, and, you know, that makes you really comfortable as we lean in on draft weekend so that, you know, we've addressed a lot of needs and you don't feel overly thirsty in any particular area. And I just think that that's a good feel as you go into the weekend.
They're not overly thirsty. Bill, buy or sell, the Steelers are in a better situation right now than they were at this time last year.
Again, it's so interesting because Ty really not a Justin Fields guy coming out of that. I'll buy, though.
Buy.
Russell Wilson plus Justin Fields on a Mike Tomlin team. If anybody can squeeze 10 wins out of that, it's Mike Tomlin. Or 11, things go really well.
All right, Bill. Speaking of Hall of Fame head coaches, for the first time since 2010, the Seattle Seahawks have a new head coach. Mike McDonald replaces Pete Carroll, who went to two Super Bowls and won one of them during his 14-year tenure in Seattle. However, Bill, the Seahawks removed all photos of the Super Bowl-era team from their team facility, as well as Pete Carroll's slogans of always compete and all in. Bill, buy or sell, this feels like an insecure move by the Seahawks.
A buy.
Buy.
I mean, I thought it was weird when the Clippers removed the Lakers banners back in the Doc era when they played at that spot. But you're going to remove your own vestiges of greatness?
It's your franchise history. What are we doing?
It's embarrassing. It screams amateur.
All right, Bill, hoopier than that. Let's get to some NBA here with the 76ers in an 0-2 hole, but the series shifting back to Philadelphia for Game 3. 76ers big man and former MVP Joel Embiid is staying confident.
We should be 2-0, so, you know, we're good. We're going to win this series. We're going to win this. We know what we got to fix. We did a better job today, so we're going to fix it. But we're the better team, and we're going to keep fighting.
Joel Embiid saying that the 76ers are the better team and that they will win this series. Bill, buy or sell that Embiid is right.
You know what? It's really marginal. Don't get mad at me, Knicks fans. I think you're great. I'm going to slightly buy.
Buy.
I'm going to slightly buy. Look, they could have won that game and they gave it away and they didn't. That is credit to the Knicks as much as it is a collapse by the Sixers. But it until a team wins on the road, a series is still alive. And so the Sixers, they may not, but the Sixers win Game 3, the momentum feels very different. And I thought Philly would win originally, so I suppose I'm going to stick with it, but it's a close call.
All right, let's stay in the NBA here. The Suns lost Game 1 to the Timberwolves, and now Draymond Green of the Warriors is challenging his former teammate Kevin Durant to defend Anthony Edwards.
What the Phoenix Suns are going to have to do is they're going to have to play KD on Anthony Edwards the entire series. That has to be his matchup. And what Phoenix has to do is they have to rely on Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, Grayson Allen. You're going to have to hit some shots. And they're going to have to rely on those guys to carry the load offensively. Because to ask Kevin to go try to lock up Anthony Edwards and then go carry the load on the offensive end in year 18, it ain't happening every night.
Bill, buy or sell, you agree with Draymond Green?
Bye.
Bye.
Go get him. I mean, good luck. I think Anthony Edwards is a... Let me ask you a question. I had this talk last night. What makes someone a superstar? What are the requirements to be a superstar?
Talent and skill, first and foremost. I think you got to have some sort of personality and charisma. And you got to win.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you have to be a MVP top five player, an all-NBA player. I don't think Jalen Brunson's a superstar yet. I don't think Jamal Murray's a superstar, even though he's amazing. I think Anthony Edwards might be a superstar. And he hasn't done any of those things. And obviously Kevin Durant is. Yeah, someone's got to go stop that guy. Good luck. His swagger mixed with his talent is amazing.
All right, Bill. The Charlotte Hornets are reportedly interviewing J.J. Redick for their head coaching vacancy. Redick played 15 years in the NBA, is currently working with ESPN as an analyst. Bill, buy or sell, J.J. Redick would be a head coaching candidate if he did not work in the media.
Sell, but it's a good question.
Sell.
That doesn't mean he's a bad candidate. And I've talked about this. TV has a way of amplifying reputations, cleaning reputations. He didn't need his cleaned. It's amplified. He's smart. He's impressive. His podcast with LeBron James really showcases his X's and O's acumen. And I know the person I'm about to bring up is now a future Hall of Famer and one of the most successful coaches of all time. But people forget that Steve Kerr had been a failed front office person in Phoenix, was on TV, was super, super... It was questionable when he got hired. TV was a big part of it. And he had other things going on before that. And obviously he's been amazing. So I don't hate it if they hire him. And I don't mind how people get their chance.
All right, Bill, last one for you. Let's finish up with some baseball here. Yesterday, Yankees manager Aaron Boone was ejected after just 5 pitches into the game. He was warned and told by home plate umpire Hunter Wendelstedt to stop complaining And then Wendell Stead tossed Boone after a fan in the front row at Yankee Stadium was screaming at Wendell Stead, not Boone. It was not Aaron Boone. Bill, buy or sell, this is the most bizarre MLB ejection you've ever seen.
Did you mispronounce amazing? I'll buy.
Buy. How do you make it up to Aaron Boone? Like, what does MLB do or say once everyone has seen this video? It went viral instantly. Like, what do you do?
What do you do? You call and apologize. People make mistakes. It's okay to make mistakes. You said it wouldn't happen. Just come on, Hunter Wendell Stead. Just call and be like, bro, I heard it wrong. I thought it was you. I want to hear this guy's voice, the guy in the blue shirt, the fan. It must be similar, right? It must be one of those weird coincidences.
Yeah, it's got to be because, like, I don't even know if I would accuse the home plate umpire of having rabbit ears. Like, do you really think you're going to hear a fan that clearly? It was an afternoon game yesterday during the week. It wasn't a sold-out crowd. Like, it's just one of these bizarre instances.
It was... I couldn't stop watching the video. And then it's the New York media, and they're really good at this. All the different angles came out, and they found it. It's just, not just because of what happened, but because Boone is out of the dugout a little bit. He's leaning back. He's chilling. He's in a great headspace. His mouth is straight closed, unless you think he's a ventriloquist, right? He's just, there's no, and the look on his face is, he jumps, and at first he's not even mad. He's just, no, I didn't. And then he's pissed.
A lot of swears he's in there in that exchange.
Buy or sell, the fan who did it should have the guts to keep doing it once Boone was gone, just rubbing the face of the umpire that he got it wrong.
Sell.
No. Don't keep doing this moving forward.
That's really funny. That's it.
That's all I got for you today. We had 8 questions today.
Look at you. Look at you doing the stuff that you do. Stamford, Connecticut's an interesting... It just goes to sleep. Because you figure you're going to be in New York City. Stuff's going to be open late. No, man. You leave the city.
So it goes to sleep early. It's 11:35 a.m. Eastern time. Is everybody awake yet?
Yeah, they're awake.
Okay.
I mean, early. 12:30, 1 o'clock, nothing's happening.
Well, yeah, you know, early, late, that depends who you're talking to.
It's one thing I love about New York City is if you are so inclined, you can go get some food or drink or just peep, you know? Hang out.
I really don't know, actually.
It's amazing. You work about... Actually, you walk every day on your way to your train. You walk past one of the best late-night spots in the world. Food till 4 in the morning. Good food. Really good cocktails. Every day, you just walk by. I don't even know.
Who wants food at 4 in the morning? Go to bed!
I've done it. When I didn't do this show, bro, like, back in the day, I would have gone out constantly. You gotta eat. If you're working late...
You need sleep more than you need food. Go to bed.
Everything's great. 855-212-4227. We got 3 NBA games tonight. And we've got a host who can talk real good. And we're going to bring those together for some previews of that playoff action after we get a sports flash from Andrew Bogut.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, welcome back into the show. It is Writer Than You. What up? Bill Ryder with you, Twitter Sports Writer, Sports R-E-I-T-E-R. The executive producer is Tom DeCelestino at Pretty Daddy R-T-Y. Thomas in the 513 sends us a little tweet here. 0000, what a great comparison. Thank you. That's from earlier in the show. Oh, even he even gave us a little roulette gif. And my nomination for Bum of the Week is the NBA refs. Man, what did I didn't ask you. Did you think the referee, the officiating was problematic?
No, the only way that I would come at the refs is like the regular season and the playoffs are officiated differently. They just are, and that doesn't bother me, but I can understand why that bothers people.
There's another one here from Michael Timms. I'm not going to read it, but he's real mad. Grubby little cretins. We also had a call earlier from our guy Eric in Pennsylvania. Want to know how the Uber... He got called into his doctor on time, which made him mad because he didn't get to hear the Uber story.
He didn't get to hear about how antsy you were in the back seat, never getting to where you needed to go because you were going 4 miles an hour.
I have surveyed several people about whether you should ask the Uber driver to go faster if they're not, and I got the same response from a few people that I was worried about, but they've had it happen where they've done that. They've asked, and then the person has driven erratically or it's been really uncomfortable, and it's just, you know, no thank you. Tom, the Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Cavs big man Jared Allen has 3 blocks and 4 steals for the first couple games of the series against Orlando. Cleveland will look to take a commanding 3-0 lead on Thursday, though that series does head back to Orlando. Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Here's something interesting about a series that isn't very interesting. How about that for you? Because it's not a thrilling series for people outside of Cleveland and outside of Orlando. Those teams really mirror each other. I should have thought of this before I did my stupid Magic are going to win prediction. They mirror each other. They are both exceptional on defense. The Magic have the second-best defense in the NBA behind the Timberwolves. And the Cavs have the 6th-best defense. They are, and you've seen that in these games. These games have been in the 90s for Cleveland and the 80s for the Magic. They also both have really poor offenses. In Cleveland's case, it's more basic. I think they're 18th in offensive rating. And the Magic are 22 or 23. Great defense meets not great offense. And in Orlando's case, meets a pretty young team, is going to equal you've got to have players who go out and get buckets. You're going to have game winners, bucket winners, who can create their own shot and just get it done sometimes. Critical in the playoffs, especially this kind of matchup. And Donovan Mitchell is that player for the Cavs. Whatever his inconsistencies in the playoffs, and they've been there, he can do it. He did it more in game one, had, I think, 32 or 33. Not as many points yesterday. More of a team effort. But still, and Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner are good players, but that's not what they do, and those guys aren't there yet. Feels like big advantage to the Cavs. Nice job, me. Have you watched any of that series?
Very little. Very little of that series.
It's a bit of a hard watch. Also, it feels like whatever team wins is just going to get slaughtered by the Boston Celtics.
And it makes
so I've got
you
a column
sad.
Coming to...
Doesn't it make you sad, though, that that's the case? These two teams are struggling to...
It actually makes me feel bad for the Sixers because the Sixers and the Knicks both deserve to get out of the first round. And even the Bucks, right? I know there's no Giannis right now, and we don't know with the calf injury, but Damian Lillard's looked great. He's looked great. And so it's the three best teams in the East who aren't the Celtics are on the other side of the bracket. Think about how wide open it is for Boston. It should have been a tough pull against the Heat or the Sixers, but they got the Heat without Jimmy Butler. That is a very winnable series. And then, yeah, you play because the thing about Orlando and the Cavs is that if you want to squint your eyes and try to see what you want to see when they play Boston, if you're an Orlando Magic fan or a more likely Cavs fan and your team advances, you can say, we got a great defense. We can slow them down. Here's the problem. That Celtics team has as good or better a defense. They have the third best defense in the NBA. Problem is they pair it with the best offense. Also, like, good for Boston. You get the one seed, you should sort of earn that route. You should earn a path. All right, got some games tonight. Not feeling great about my my bet I made with John Gonzalez on the Beyond the Arc pod. Yesterday on the TV show, I don't know if you saw this, I had them drop confetti to congratulate John on winning the bet.
I did see that. I think you're playing mind games right now. You're doing this after one, like, woe is me. What? It's one game.
I mean, yes.
One game.
Suns again tonight at the Timberwolves. The thing is, they got destroyed. My logic on Suns winning this was more about the Cavs losing. Because it is a fact. It is a reality. It is true that young teams really struggle in the playoffs, especially teams that don't have a lot of playoff experience. And that has proved to be almost 100% accurate this time around. Why are the Magic struggling in part? Because they're young and inexperienced. Why did the Thunder and the Pelicans struggle against each other? Because the same thing applies in both cases. And it was SGA who really stepped up and got it done. Now, New Orleans has CJ McCollum. That guy's been there, done that. Got to be able to hit some of those shots. Why do the Pacers get humiliated against a Milwaukee team? Again, that had Dame time but does not have Giannis right now. Lack of experience. It should apply to the Timberwolves, but it turns out Anthony Edwards is just the exception to the rule. He's that guy. He's that good. Ugh. That game's tonight at 7:30. The thing is, there's so much talent there. Carl Anthony Towns, I don't know. He's amazing. He almost had a 50-40-90 season this year. He is, if not a superstar borderline, he's definitely superstar talent. And he has some big games in the few moments that have been big games over his career for Minnesota. But he has some duds, too. I think the jury is out on him in the playoffs and his reliability of taking over games. So if you can get an off performance from him, if you can somewhat contain Anthony Edwards, you've got Devin Booker, didn't play well in game one, play better. Beals looked better down the stretch. Durant, there's still a ceiling there. Pacers at Bucks. I think the Pacers in this series, in large part because they played great down the stretch, and Milwaukee is under 500 under Doc Rivers going back many, many games, almost 30. Pascal Siakam was awesome. Again, has experience. I kind of like the Pacers to bounce back. Tyrese Halliburton took minus three shots or something. He barely shot the ball. You want to jump on the Suns or the Pacers?
Yeah, I like both of those series to get tied up tonight.
You do?
Yeah, both of them. 1-1.
Look at you, double upset guy. And then the big game, a great game, is Mavs at Clippers. What a missed opportunity for Dallas in the opener. No Kawhi Leonard, opportunity to steal a game, and the Clippers were awesome. And James Harden was really good. James Harden is not going to be great in every playoff game that he plays in. History tells us. It's hard to know what in the hell is going on with Kawhi Leonard. I don't believe he's going to play. And by the way, even when he does consistently play until I see it, and it's over, and the playoffs are over, and he's been around. I know the game's in LA. I know that. Feels like a game Dallas has to win.
I'm getting so exhausted with Kawhi Leonard. Like, he's at that Anthony Davis where the TNT guys call him street clothes. Like, I'm so exhausted. I know he's tantalizing. He's one of the best players in the league. He should be an MVP candidate. He never plays.
If you're the Mavericks and Luka has another bad game and you lose to the Clippers without Kawhi, it's not a death blow. But I think it'll be a significant psychological shot. Just like, do I think the Sixers can come back from that loss to the Knicks? Yeah, it doesn't mean they will. I don't think they're emotionally devastated yet. I think they're angry, but I think they know they gave it away, right? And again, the Knicks also took it with some great play down the stretch. I think it's different for the Lakers. I think it's different to be up 20 and 15 and to have the Denver Nuggets who have dominated you. Because I think Embiid thinks that they're better than the Knicks. It doesn't mean they are, but you have to think that to win that series. The Lakers now know they can't do anything. Doesn't matter. Anthony Davis, great game. D'Angelo Russell becomes Steph Curry for a half. Doesn't matter. And so I think the Lakers are dead in the water psychologically. It's not the same level, but it would be a huge boost. The Mavs win tonight, they erase the missed opportunity of game one. All right. I've got a lot going on today, so if you just were like, wow, I need more of that guy, great, thank you. You can check me out on CBS Sports Network, cable television, today, 2 o'clock Eastern, with Ashley Nicole Moss and John Gonzalez hanging out beyond the arc, talking a bunch of hoops. And if you want more hoops with me, I'll be on CBS Sports HQ on whatever OTT device you have, basically all night, starting around 7:30 Eastern time, right up until after the late game. What is your how late you going to stay up? You're not even going to make it to the 10 o'clock game, are you?
I will make it to the end of Pacers-Bucks. I will make it to the end of that game, which should be what, around 11:30, 11:45?
You love that game.
I mean, I root so hard against Doc.
You do? Yeah, I understand. All right, that is a show. Thank you to Tom DeCelestino, Pretty Daddy. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. My name is Bill Ryder. This is Ryder Than You. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.